With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll have details on the latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report from USDA, but first a word from our sponsor.
If you're looking for land or a specific piece of equipment for your farm, ranch, or construction site, add steffesgroup.com to your list of favorites. You'll find all of their upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. If you have equipment to sell, check out the deadline to consign for their next bi-monthly online auction. Go to steffesgroup.com today. Get in on the action of an auction anytime, day or night. That is steffesgroup.com.
The latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report from USDA offers a fresh look at the new growing season. Mac Marshall, United Soybean Board Vice President of Market Intelligence, says the May WASDE offers the first look at the new crop balance sheets.
Now, we know the supply side is pretty much baked in because we got the prospective plantings report at the end of March. It says we're going to have 87.5 million acres of soybeans. We know our standard abandonment rates. We know trend yield is 52 bushels an acre. We wind up with 4.5 billion bushels. So, you know, that's not too surprising on the supply side. What I was looking for was really going to see what the breakdown is in how USDA is assessing the demand side.
With more soy crush coming online and seeing the first waves of crush expansion this marketing year, Marshall says the report reflects that.
So we saw that crush figure come up about 90 million bushels, exports taken down a little bit, and some build in inventories, particularly on that expected large crop. That all contributing to a much lower marketing year average price of $12.10, about $2 lower than what was seen this last marketing year. As we have more of that crush, we've naturally got more oil and meal production.
With the increased crush for soybean meal, USDA shows the per ton price for soybean meal declining from $450 per ton to $365, providing future demand opportunities.
This is really something I think that bears monitoring, not just now, but in the coming years as the U.S. produces more meal and it gets cheaper for U.S. origin. I think it's a great opportunity for our domestic animal ag producers. Certainly, anytime you can see cost mitigation in this time of inflation, particularly on input costs, relief is very welcome, as it's welcome to our customers around the world.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.